92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The start of 2026 means some Wisconsinites are now wondering whether they can afford their health care. Congress failed to extend enhanced Affordable Care Act tax credits, which help people who buy their plans on the marketplace. More than 300,000 Wisconsinites get their coverage through healthcare.gov, and more than 90% of them qualified for these discounts. Often, these are people who don't have a traditional employer who can offer a plan, like farmers, small business owners, and people who work for themselves. On average, people saved $600 a month through these tax credits, but now some premiums are doubling or even tripling. Vaishu Jawahar with Health Policy Group Protect Our Care.
Most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and just one illness or hospital visit could bankrupt them under these GOP plans.
With these tax credits in effect, only 8% of Americans were uninsured. Jawahar says under the Republican-led health plan signed last month, unaffordable health insurance will force many to forego coverage altogether. Thad Schumacher, a pharmacist from Fitchburg, says his pharmacy serves a lot of families affected by high health care costs. And now nearly 110,000 people could be at risk of losing their coverage. For a 45-year-old in Wisconsin making $62,000 a year, their premium could reach up to $2,800 a month.
For many of our patients, that's the kind of increase that means they're going to skip appointments, start rationing medication, and make choices that ultimately lead to worse outcomes and poor health. And not to mention, when we do get around to taking care of those folks, it's more expensive for everyone.
Supporters of the Lower Healthcare Premiums for All Americans Act, led by House Republicans, say it'll cut costs, protect small businesses from overreach, and make healthcare more affordable by tackling middlemen. They contend Democratic efforts would have increased spending. It's official, Lake Mendota has frozen over. According to the State Climatology Office, Dane County's biggest lake officially froze on New Year's Day. The median freeze date, according to the Clean Lakes Alliance, is December 20th. The earliest it's frozen is November 23rd, all the way back in 1880. The latest freeze was on January 30th, 1932. Cold water and cold weather allowed ice to fully form over Lake Mendota. Generally, our freeze date seems to be getting later due to climate change. Every year, the Clean Lakes Alliance hosts a contest where people guess when the lake will freeze. Nearly 2,000 people sent in submissions, and 22 of them correctly guessed New Year's Day. Staff randomly chose three of them from those 22 to win gift cards. And the Madison Senior Center will soon get more colorful. The city will be adding a big mural to the building. It's on West Mifflin Street, right near the Overture Center and the Federal Courthouse. City staff say seniors want the center to look more dynamic and engaging. So this month, an artist is coming up with a design, and that design will be based on feedback from Madison seniors. Here's the cool part. Seniors will get to paint this mural, too. The project is funded by the Wisconsin Arts Board and the state, along with the National Endowment for the Arts. There will be two events where people can come help paint the mural. Those dates have not been announced yet, but the piece is expected to be done in June. And Christmas tree pickup begins today in the city of Madison. Crews from the Streets Division are starting their route to hit every neighborhood over the next 10 days or so. So if you have a real tree and you want it to be picked up, make sure it's on the curb now. Staff will start another round of tree collection on the 20th. You can even sign up for updates from the Streets Division on their website. That should give you a better idea of exactly when they're coming to your neighborhood. All the trees they pick up are turned into mulch. Voters may get to decide whether to allow moves like Governor Tony Evers' 400-year school funding veto in the future. In July 2023, when signing the state budget bill into law, the governor deleted specific numbers, and that one move meant Wisconsin is now required to spend $325 more per pupil every school year for the next 400 years. We're the only state that has this unique veto power. And it came from voters who gave the governor those abilities in a constitutional amendment in 1930. Republicans have been fighting that veto in court. But last April, the state Supreme Court ruled that Evers' veto is legal. Speaker Robin Voss recently told the State Journal that Republicans will be reconsidering a constitutional amendment that would basically ban governors from doing this in the future. According to the paper, their proposal would bar governors from using veto powers to increase taxes or fees in appropriations bills. Governors Anthony Earle and Tommy Thompson used partial veto power in more dramatic and consequential ways. In 1990, voters approved an amendment to the state constitution to ban what they had done. In 2008, Wisconsinites approved another amendment that bans governors from deleting portions and combining unrelated sentences. Governors Anthony Earle and Tommy Thompson used partial veto power in more dramatic and consequential ways. Thompson was able to turn a property tax credit into a school tax credit. In 1990, voters approved an amendment to the state constitution to ban that practice. And in 2008, Wisconsinites approved another amendment that bans governors from combining unrelated sentences. Now, if Republicans' plan passes the legislature, Wisconsin voters would decide whether to add more restrictions to the governor's veto power in the midterms next year. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers losing to the Vikings 16-3. Clayton Toon struggled at quarterback, completing just 6 of 11 passes with no touchdowns, and says that Jordan Love spoke to the team after the loss.
You know, just move past this one and get our minds ready for the playoffs, and we have an opportunity to do something special. And so he was just kind of refocusing everyone's mind and getting everyone prepared mentally for, you know, what we have ahead of us.
The Packers head to Chicago this Saturday to play the Bears in the first round of the playoffs. Kickoff at Soldier Field, 7 o'clock. College football. UW River Falls beat the defending champs North Central 24-14 to win their first ever Division III national championship. The game played last night at the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. NBA, the Bucks coast to a win over the Kings 115-98 to kick off their West Coast trip. Giannis with 37 points and 11 rebounds. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little patchy fog with some frost this morning, then mostly cloudy today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Could be a little light snow or some freezing drizzle. We'll drop to around 32 for a low tomorrow. Mostly cloudy. Few showers with a high in the upper 30s to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.